Okay, so we're continuing our conversation about the Sugya of Tam Ke'ikar. If you remember what we've done so far, is that the sheet of Rashi is a Tam Ke'ikar is Dirabanan. Rashi says that this is the Pshat in the Gemara of Bezerah, where the Gemara says that Tamo Velo Mamasho in Lokin Olof. That's the sheet of Rashi, because Tam Ke'ikar is Dirabanan. We spoke about how Rabbi Nutam says that Tam Ke'ikar is a din d'iraisa. Not only is it a din d'iraisa, but the Rosh's presentation of Rabbeinu Tam is that it's a din d'iraisa and it's mamish nepach. It mamish is transformative. We spoke about the sheet of Rabbeinu Chaim Kohen, that Rabbeinu Chaim Kohen says that Tam Ke'ikar is a din d'iraisa, providing you have what's called a tam chashuv. That's the way we said it in the name of the minhas kohen. Meaning, if I have kezayis bechdei achilas pras, if I have one kezayis within, let's say, three beitzim of noodles, so in that situation, we'll say tam ke'ikar and you get malchus. If I have less than kezayis bechdei achilas pras, if I have, let's say, one kezayis and four beitzim, so in that situation, there is no malchus. According to the Rabbeinu Chaim Cohen, when they have kezayis bechdei achilas pras, so it's transformative. The noodles mamish become the chelev. The noodles become nevela. If you have rasen kezayis bechdei achilas pras, it's osir ba'in lokin olav, because as Rabbeinu Chaim Cohen says, that's called a chatzishir, and chatzishir is osir min hatayra. Right, we spoke about how the Gemara in Yuma has machlokas of Yochanan Shlokish. We paskin that chatzi shir is aser min ha-tayra, and that's the way the Rabbeinu Chaim Cohen says it. Now it's interesting to note that the Rabbeinu Tam does not seem to be saying chatzi shir is aser min ha-tayra in this case. No, Rabbeinu Tam says that if I have tam ke'ikar, right? Or, you know, let's not say the Rabbeinu Tam. Let's say you're in the Rambam. The Rambam is an easier way of saying this. The Rambam in Perek Tesavav of Hilchos Me'achalos Asuros. Halachos Aleph through Gimel. So the Rambam writes, Dover Asur Shinis Arif B'Dover Mutter Min B'Sha'in Omino B'Nos In Tam. Right? That there's a din of Tam Ke'ikar, the Isser into Heter, there's a din of Nos In Tam. Ketzar. Chelov hakwayel shenafol atoch hagrisim. If you have chelov that falls into lentils, v'nimoach hakol tominus hagrisim. Imlo nimtza behen tam chelov hara'ilu mutarim. In nimtza behen tam chelov v'yav behen ma'amasho hara'ilu asurin min hatayra. A tam ke'ikar, if it tastes like chelov and there is mamish of it also, then it's a din day ra'isa. Nimtza behen time of alohaya behen mamasho, it's also midifrei sofrim. If it's time of alo mamasho, that is iser midifrei sofrim. In Rambam world, the word midifrei sofrim is never clear what he means. No? In the Rambam world, midifrei sofrim could mean d'iraisa, but not mufurash b'kra, or it could mean d'irabon. Right? It's never clear in the Rambam what he means when he uses the term midifrei sofrim. But over here it is clear, because let's read Halacha Gimel. Ketzer humamasha. Remember, the Rambam holds a tam ke'ikar and tamay umamashay. It's also min ha-tayra. Tam of a lo mamasho. It's also midivrei sofrim. We're not a million percent sure what the word midivrei sofrim is if I just have Halacha Beis. But I have Halacha Gimel. The Rambam writes ketzer humamasha. Go shahaya min hachelav kezayis because shalosh beitzim min ataruvis. If I have a kezayis bechdei achilas pras, one kezayis within gimel beitzim, im acham min hagrisim ha'elu kishalosh beitzim, ho aviyish bahem kezayis min hachelev, loka, sharei, to'am tam ha'iser umamosho. But the Rambam is like Reb Chaim Cohen, but a little different than Reb Chaim Cohen. Reb Chaim Cohen says that if I have kezayis bechdei achilas pras, so that's called time of umamosho, then I get malchus. But for Rabbeinu Chaim Cohen, it's transformative. If I have one kezayis and achilas pras, so every kezayis that I eat of the noodles, malchus. The Rambam says, I only get malchus im achal min hagrisim ha'elu kishalosh beitzim. But the Rambam says that your mamish got to be really hungry, right? To get malchus, you need a kezayis of chaylev into the lentils, into gimel beitzim and lentils, and you eat all gimel beitzim, right? There are three shittas within tam kikur being deraisa so far. Rabbi Natam holds one kezayis in, right? Or if I eat a kezayis as tam kikur, I get malchus. Rabbi Nachman Cohen says, right, I only get malchus if I have a kezayis b'chei achilas praks of it. Right, meaning if I eat one kezayis, but the nesinas tam was kezayis b'chei achilas praks, right? I have one kezayis that goes into gimel beitzim, but I eat a total of one kezayis. So according to Rabbi Nachman Cohen, I get malchus. If I have less than that, so Rabbi Nachman Cohen says that is called that's an isur d'oraisa of chatzi shir. The Rambam says, if I have kezayis b'toch kedei achilas pras, and I eat the entire pras, a pras is a half a loaf of bread. I have a kezayis achilas inside half a loaf of bread, and I eat half a loaf of bread. So then the Rambam says, you get malchus in that case, no? You have to eat all gimel beitzim. However, achab pachos mishalosh beitzim, Makin also makas maridus midivrehim. If I eat less than shalosh beitzim, I get makas maridus midivrehim. Right? The fact that the Rambam says makas maridus midivrehim is very clear that the Rambam is not saying in this case I apply the principle of chatzi shir asur min ha-teira. I get makas maridus mi div rehem. Rav Salvechik in his Shi'urim, it's on page 270, says that you could say that it's an isur d'oraisa that doesn't generate malchus if the Rambam uses the term makas maridus, stamazai. But when the Rambam adds the term mi div rehem, that indicates that the rabbis are saying this. That indicates that I will not apply the principle of chatzi shir min ha-teira. Again, for the Rambam, if I have kezayis of chaylev into three kezayisim, into three beitzim of lentils, and I eat all three beitzim, I get malchus. If I eat less than that, the Rambam says there's makas maridus, but it's makas maridus mi divrehem. That seems to sound like it is a rabbinic prohibition. That seems to sound like it is not a din of chatzi shir asur min ha-teira. Undaf min fregen farvos. How come I don't say chatzi shir is asur min ha-teira in this situation? Right? Rabbi Nochaim Cohen says I'll say chatzi shir is asur min ha-teira. The Rambam is saying chatzi shir is not asur min ha-teira in this case. So if you look in the Badei HaShulchan Sif Katan Chof Aleph, he decides in three lines to kind of talk about what is a major shas sugya with respect to chatzi shir. There's also meres that there's a shayla about chatzi shir ayudei tarovas. Remember, the Gemara in Yom says that chatzi shir is asur min ha-teira. Either because we learn from Kol Chaylev, or because of Chazi Litzderufe. No? Two possibilities. Chatishir is an Issa Deraisa. Some of the Rishonim say that the Pshat in Chatishir in Asr Min HaTaira, based on, let's say, Kol Chaylev, is a din that we have elsewhere in Shas called Achshavei. Achshavei means like this. If Reb Shimon says that kol shehula inyan malchus, by Gemar Makos and Daf Yud Zayin, because ach shevei, because ordinarily achilo be kezayis, but if I decide I want to eat something, I am contributing chashivas to it. That's called ach shevei. Ach shevei means you get malchus. Achshavei is a principle in halacha that I am saying something is chashuv. I'm subjectively giving it chashivas, and therefore, according to Reb Shimon, I'll get malchus. That's what the Ritva writes in.
What?
So the din of Chatishir Asr Min HaTaira could be that because I decide to, Reb Shimon says even less than the Kazayas I get Malkus, we assume Chatishir is Asr Min HaTaira not to get Malkus, but we're using the principle of Achshavei to say that I am making it into a Chashav Zach, Chashav enough to make it an Isidai Raisa. Chatishir Asr Min HaTaira, one could argue, is based on the principle of Achshavei. Im Kenim HaDevarim, so we could say that I only say Achshavei if I'm eating the thing when it's be'en, if I'm eating the thing on its own. But if I have a ta'arovis, if I have this thing mixed with other stuff, so that doesn't mean that I'm being machshev the iser part of it, right? Because I'm eating. But yeah, I'm eating. But I'm eating noodles and chalev. So then, lav dafka, am I saying that I'm treating the chalev as very significant? Because maybe I'm eating the noodles. I'm hungry for noodles. I'm not hungry for chalev. Let me give you a mashal. It's a mashal in a different direction of halacha. There's a shayla about treif medicine. Medicine that's made out of non-kosher ingredients. If I have, let's say, liver pills, that's a tshuva nigras moshe. You have pills that are made from liver, and the liver is treif. So is it a problem? So Rav Moshe writes chametz pills. So Rav Moshe writes that the reason why it would be a problem is that even though it's nice and tam lefgam, but the svar to say it's problematic is that if it's a dover that's pogum, but the fact that I decide to eat it shows achshavei. Right? Ordinarily, if I have a dover pogum, but I eat it, that shows I'm making a chashav. But if I'm taking it as medicine, so it doesn't mean, it can't mean that I'm being machshavei as an iser. Because I'm not eating this liver because I want liver. I'm eating it for medicinal value. So I don't say achshavei because I got it. Similarly, we could suggest with an iser ayadei tarubis, there is no din of achshavei at all. That's a possibility. That's a possibility in the sugya. There's no achshavei by an iser ayadei tarubis. Now, there are rishonim who say that Rabbeinu Chaim Kohen says that there is a din of chatishir by Tam Ke'ikar. That means that they're saying that there is chatishir ayadei tarubis, but the Rambam presumably is not saying that. Let's go weiter. We discussed, again, I'm kind of finishing off like Peiros Hanoshrim from what we spoke about yesterday. Yesterday, we pointed out there's a machlokas between the Ri of Orleans and the Rabbeinu Tam about the nature of Tam Ke'ikar. The Ri of Orleans is saying that Tam Ke'ikar is a new din. Right? Meaning, according to Ri of Orleans, the reason why, let's say, there is no Malkus in the case of Tam Ke'ikar is because Tam Ke'ikar is learned from Ge'ulei Nachrim. So it's an Isra Asay. Isra Asay, there's no Malkus. Rabbeinu Tam asks on the Ri of Orleans, we should say a Hadre Lisa Rekama. And Rabbi Yosef Engel explained that the Machlokus is about the nature of Tam Ke'ikar. Is Tam Ke'ikar like the original Isser, or is Tam Ke'ikar a new din? So far, so good? Okay, grand. That's what we explained. Now, Rabbi Ganek points out the following idea. Look at the Piskei Tshuva Se'if Katan Hay. Right? It says it's harubis of bisha eino mino. So then it's a dairaisa. That's what passed in the Shulchan Aruch. Why? So the pishei tshuva mishum time alone tam keiker is dairaisa. The ayin no de Yehuda. The cave on the hut of tam keiker dairaisa yafinim in mishras omigi ulei akum aminan davka be gisum de kavasayhu shein lava shish ben malchus. Ava lo belav she'in bo malchus kigon cholav tamei ukiyotzebo. Etc. Right? There are certain things which are a lav that has malchus. Certain things are lav da'iraisa she'im bo malchus. Chol of tamei. Right? That's a din of yotze min ha'aser. Now, milk from a camel. Camels are treif. So camel milk is yotze min ha'aser. So it's aser. But there's no malchus in it because the Torah never said don't drink camel milk. Right? We have a special pasuk, a spas haya'ana, that teaches me that Yotze Min Ha'aser is Aser. That means that Yotze Min Ha'aser is a different type of Iser than the type of Isurim about which we learned Tam Ke'ikr. Tam Ke'ikr was formulated in Shas about those Isurim of Mishras from a Nazir, Gi'ulei Akum. Those are Dinim that are Lav She'ish Bo Malkus. But by a Lav She'ain Bo Malkus, or by an Iser Aseh, right? Let's say, is it Tam Ke'ikr on, okay, to be gruesome about it, so you'll remember, Basar Adam. Okay, let's say you cook somebody's finger with noodles. No? Did you ever get the Shaila? Did anyone ever text you the Shaila? Right? Rabbi, I was like using the meat cutter and my finger got cut in and the finger got mixed up with my noodles. No?
You got the Shaila?
No way. Right? I got nutty text shilas a few minutes ago, but not like this, right? So is there tam ke'ikar on a finger? Basar adam. Well, what's the isar basar adam? Where's the Torah say? So the Torah says, it's called behima taiva taichelu, right? Four-legged animals, basar mahalcheshtayim, right? It's assumed to be isar asay, let's say. Some say that it's a little bit less than that, etc. So, but it's not dumya de giyulei nachrim. Is there tam ke'ikr in those cases? So the Nodi Yehuda says no. We only say tam ke'ikr on something that's similar to giyulei akum or to nozir, alav sheyesh bo malchus. Says Rabbi Ganek, this indicates. What? The Torah doesn't say. Again, Geulei Nachrim is Megala Tam Ke'akum, but Tam Ke'ikr. But what was the Isser that went into the pot? According to Rabbeinu Tam, for sure, right? According to Rabbeinu Tam, the Isser that goes into the pot is Nevela. On the Nevela, I say Tam Ke'ikr, right? Even within the Miyam of Orleans, right? Tam Ke'ikr maybe is a new din, but I only say the new din, says the Nadi Buddha, on these types of things like Geulei Akum, which are Nevela, right? Lav sheyesh bo malchus. But lav she'ein bo malchus, chol of tamei, no tam ka'ab, no tam ke'ikr. Says Rabbi Ganek, if tam ke'ikr is a din of hedar bitul, so then there should be no difference between an isra say, a lav she'ein bo malchus. It's not bitul. But if tam ke'ikr is a naya din, if tam ke'ikr is a new halacha, but like the Rio of Orleans would say, let's say. So then I could argue, oh, this Naya Halacha of Tam Ke'ikr is true only, right, by stuff that's Dumya de Nevela, Dumya de Nazir. Rabbi Ganek's argument, footnote 31 in Tarovis, in the Shi'urei HaRav, Rabbi Ganek's argument is that Tam Ke'ikr is a new din, according to Tam Ke'ikr is a new din according to the Rio of Orleans. If it's a new din, one could argue that it doesn't apply to Isurim, to Isurei that are Alas Ba'alma, only to Isur Malchus. Let's go weiter. Reb Chaim has an essay in his Sefer, Perek Tesvav Machalos Asuras. Every piece of Reb Chaim, you have to spend hours on it. I spent like 5 minutes on this one. So if I don't say accurately, you know why. But Reb Chaim says that al karchacha tam ke ikar is a new din, and he proves this based on a principle of nosin tam afgam. Okay, nosin tam afgam means azoy. If I have flavor from tarfus, but the flavor from tarfus makes my noodles taste bad. Right? Everybody knows that noodles cooked with ostrich meat just doesn't taste good. Right? Ostrich meat is treif, but the tam of ostrich meat messes up the flavor of noodles. Everybody knows that. Nosin tam afgam. So nosin tam afgam is mutter. That's the halacha. Nosin tam afgam is mutter by basar b'chalav also. No? Let's say I have a scenario that the basar b'chalav is nosin tam afgam. For example, I have a pot that has basar b'chalav in it, and the pot is more than 24 hours since it absorbed the flavor. Nosin tam afgam is mutter by basar b'chalav. Reb Chaim asks a kasha, though. He says, you know what? The first pesach tshuva we had in Pesayin tells me that basar b'chalav and klai hakerem are different than all isurim shebatayra. All isurim shebatayra, the din is that you only get malchus if it's kederech achila. But basar b'chalav and klai hakerem, you get malchus even shelo kederech achila. That means, l'chayra, that if I eat something that is really disgusting, right, by every other iser in the Torah, it's mutter. By basar b'chalav, if it's shelo kederech achila, it's not normal to eat like meat with maggots, right? Basar b'chalav shelo kederech achila. If I have basar b'chalav with maggots, so then the din is, it's asar. Because shelo kederech achila by basar b'chalav is asar. But one second. If that's the case, how come nosin tam afgam is mutter by basar b'chalav? Reb Chaim asks. So what if it tastes bad? So it's going to be shelo kederech achila. People don't eat noodles with ostrich flavor because it tastes bad. But so what? Right? The din is that by basar b'chalav, nosin tam, by basar b'chalav, shelo kederech is asar. If shelo kederech is asar, so nosin tam afgam should also be asar. Reb Chaim says, no, dude.
One is the actual iser.
What?
He's saying that's not really a question. One is the actual iser.
Oh, one is the actual iser and one is the tam. And therefore, tam is a new din. The pshat in tam is not that I view it like there are particles of ostrich in my noodles. Right? Tam doesn't mean that because you taste the noodles and there's ostrich in it. So therefore, there is ostrich in the noodles. No, tam ke'ikar is a new din. Isn't this nice? Very debatable on this truth. But the Chavistas and Simon Kuf Gimel, right? I think, don't not say this. But Reb Chaim says that Tam Ke'ikar is a new din. And because Tam Ke'ikar is a new din, that's why Nosin Tam Lefgam, when they have a Tam Ke'ikar, that it's a ungeschmacka taste. No? Noodles with ostrich tastes bad. But it tastes bad. So therefore, it's not considered tam ke'ikar. It's a new, right? Because tam ke'ikar is a new din. It's not the pshat that it is particles of ostrich in the noodles. Okay. So the next, right? So we're going back, right? So far, we spoke about the chatzi shir element, chatzi shir yedei taruvis. Then we went back to machlokas riyam for Orleans and the Rabbeinu Tam, which we explained from Yosef Engel. Turns out yesterday, by the way, I quoted Yosef Engel. And someone told me that yesterday was Rabbi Yosef Engel's Yortzeit. Yesterday was Rabbi Yosef Engel's Yortzeit. We were so quick to learn the piece in Lekach Tov on Rabbi Yosef Engel's Yortzeit. The Rabbeinu Shalom does good stuff. No? So whether Tom Kicker's a new din or not might be relevant to that Pisnei Tshuva B'Shem Nodi Bihuda, and it might be relevant for the din Nosin Tam Nufgam, like Reb Chaim says in the first paragraph there in Perek Tesvav. On the second paragraph. First paragraph, just going the Rambam. The second paragraph there in Perek Tesvav, Machalos Vasuros, the Chaim says that, great. Let's go on. What are the reasons why Taimo Velo Mamosho is Osir? Taimo Umamosho gets Malkus. Rashi says it's the Rabbonim, Taimo Velo mamashal. And time of umamashal, according to Rashi, means that it's a time of yavish be yavish. We had a whole school of Rishonim. That time of a lo mamashal is chatzi shir, right? That's Reb Chaim Cohen. But time of umamashal is not chatzi shir, it's mamish iniser. Right, that was another mahalach. Yeah. Emma, is there a reason distinguishing between Rashi and the Rambam? So the difficulty over here is the Beis Yosef puts Rashi as the same as the Rambam. According to Reb Chaim, Rashi and the Rambam are exactly opposite. In that essay in Reb Chaim, the Rambam holds a tamkik as the Raisa and Rashi holds as the Rabbanan. So skirting that issue. I'm not going there. Why else is there no Malkus on Taimo Veloma Masho? So the Ravid is quoted by the Rash from the Torah Habayis on page Yud Amid Beis. By the way, if anyone finds my Torah Habayis of the Rash, I'd appreciate it. Please return it to me. You have yours.
What?
You have mine?
No, I have mine.
You have your own, right? My Torah Sabbath is my underlines is missing. I want to find that. Okay. So the Rashba writes, I use yours sometimes. But the Rashba writes in Torah Sabbath saying, Yud Amud Beis, Bishim the Ravid, that the source of Tam Ke'ikar is we're learning from Nozir. We're learning from Gi'ulei Nachrim. Right? If we learn from those, it's like a Kabbal Chaymer from those, the Gemara says. You learn from the Ulei Nochrim, it's like a Mahatzat. Says the Ravid, there's no Malkus on something that's learned from a Mahatzat or something that's learned from a Kabbal Chaymer. Ein Unshin Min Hadin. If I have time of Uma Mashal, so in that case, it's going to be Malkus. Because time of umam mashal, it's like the iser is be'en. Time of loma mashal, the regular din of tam ke'ikar, is learned from gi'ulei nachrim, whatever it is. But there's no malchus because it's learned from, and therefore ein oinshin min hadin. Now the part over here that's mechudash in the Ravid. Again, I'm saying the Ravid as presented by the Rashba. If you look in Perek Hey of Hilchos Nezirus, Halacha Amzayin, and you look in the way the Radvaz understood it, the Radvaz understands that the reason for the Ravid saying that there's no Malkus by Tam Ke'ikar, it's like a Chati Shir. That's what the Radvaz says in the Ravid. But the Rashba's version of the Ravid is that there is no Malkus because it is Ein Onshin Min Hadin. Now, the Ravid is saying, as understood by the Rash, but the Ein Onshin Min Hadin even applies to something that's learned from a Mahatzat. Okay, well, again, Mahatzat is different than Kabbal Chaymer, no? Kabbal Chaymer is that because the din is true by X, and X is Kal, certainly the din is true by the Dover that's Chamor, right? That is a Kal v'chomer, right? If the din is true by this lower level, the less severe halacha, it's also going to be true by the more severe halacha. That's Kal v'chomer. Mahatzad is just saying it's true by X has to be true by Y. X and Y are similar. That's Mahatzad. The Ravid is saying that we apply the principle of Ein Onshin Min Hadin to anything that comes from a Mahatzad, not only to stuff that comes from a Kal v'chomer. There's a ran in the Dorim on Daf Dalet Amud Beis. The Gemara in the Dorim is trying to learn a few halachas, and we're comparing the Dorim to Nezirus. So on Daf Beis in the Dorim, we're learning the halach of Yados. I think Daf Yomi is beginning the Dorim today, no? Today's Daf. Daf Beis in the Dorim, right? It's much like Sosiat Tishmai. Yes, it's because we can go see or take today's in Dorim Daf Beis. So in the Dorim Daf Beis, there's a din of Yados. Yados means if I say a sentence fragment instead of a full sentence. A full sentence is I'd say, Basar Zel Asar Alai Kekarben. Okay? If I say, instead of basar zeh, asar alai, kikarbin, if I say konam, konam is, let's say, a kinui, if I say a sentence fragment is basar zeh, asar alai, right? I say a fragment, I don't say the whole sentence, that's called a yad. The Gemara asks, what's the source of yadais nedarim kinedarim? And the Gemara comes up with complicated limudim. The Gemara does not learn from Nazirus. The Gemara Daf Daled wants to discuss the fact that the Av is Mayfair Nazirus Ishto. If your wife, between the age of 12 and 12 and a half, decides to become a Nazir, it's a pasuk in the Torah that women can also be a Nazir. If your wife decides to become a Nazir between the age of 12 and 12 and a half, the husband can be Mayfair the Nazirus. And you could say, poof, it's gone. You don't have to go to a chacham. Baal's mefer nidrei ishtai. And we learn from a mahatzad that Baal is mefer nazirus ishto. So I'm comparing, I'm mahatzading nazirus to nedarim. So the Ran asks Akasha, if there's a mahatzad between nazirus and nedarim, why don't you say that mahatzad and daf beis to say that yados is going to be aser, right? Based on the mahatzad from nazirus. So the Ran answers, well, on Daf Beis, we're trying to learn Yados, and Yados is a din in Malkus also. And you can't get Malkus based on the Mahatzad. Milsa the Asib Mahatzad, you don't get Malkus. Ein Unshin Min Hadin applies to Mahatzad also, the Ran tells me in the Dharm Daf Dalad. Hagon Reb Kiv Eger has like a flag on the play, no? And it's like one of those Reb Kiv Eger flags. So Reb Kiv Eger has a flag, and he says, look in, Reb Kiv Eger has a flag, and he says, you know what, look in the Mishnah Lamelech in the second perek of Hilchos Nazirus. It's the last Mishnah Lamelech in the second perek of Hilchos Nazirus. The Mishnah Lamelech over there writes that although the Ran says that Milsa the Asi b'Mahatzad ain't onshin min hadin, nonetheless, there's a whole school of Rishonim who disagree. The Mishnah points out, and the Mahari Biton in the Tshuva, and the Taisvis in Zvachim, and the Taisvis in Chul, and he gives you a whole bunch of Maramakomos of people who are saying that Milsa the Asi b'Mahatzad, you do get Malkus. That means that there's a machlokes harishonim about whether ein onshin men hadin applies to hamahatzad. It's clear that ein onshin men hadin applies to kalbachomers. Does it also apply to hamahatzad? So l'cha'ora, this issue depends on what's the reason for ein onshin men hadin. Maharsha writes in Sanhedrin on page Samach Dalad. Maharsha writes that ein onshin min hadin is because the punishment has to fit the crime. Meaning to say, a kal v'chomer means if this halacha applies by the kal, certainly applies by the chomer. Right? So the iser applies to the kal, the iser applies to the chomer also. But you can't say because the kal gets malchus, the chomer should also get malchus, the Maharsha says, because the punishment has to fit the crime. And maybe the chamor is such a severe offense that malchus is not sufficient for the chamor. So ein unshin min hadin, according to the Maharsha, is because the punishment has to fit the crime. And therefore, it's a halacha only by kal v'chomer. By a mahatzad, when I'm just equating the dinim, I can't apply the principle of ein unshin min hadin in Maharsha world. Because ein onshin min hadin for the Maharsha just means the punishment has to fit the crime. And if the iser is more severe, who says you could get malchus? But there's another reason why there's no malchus, or potentially another reason to explain ein onshin min hadin. Rav Schechter has this in somewhere. That's like, you can get away with anything you say that. I think it's in his Sefer on Chumash. Maybe in Parshas Chukas, Rav Shapley develops the idea as follows. He quotes in the Alter Rebbe that Torah Shebiksav and Torah Sheba'al Peh are very different. Torah Shebiksav is always chomer. Torah Sheba'al Peh is always kal. Torah Shebiksav tells me ayin tachas ayin. That's pretty serious, dude. Right? Ayin tachas ayin. But Torah Sheba'al Peh is makel. It says, yeah, pay money. Right? It doesn't really mean what you think. Torah Shebiksav sounds like basukais, 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 that you need three walls. The Torah Sheba'al Peh, the Halacha Moshe Misinai, says a kula. All you need is two walls and a mashehu. Right? Or two walls and a tefach. Torah Sheba'al Peh is kal. It could be, and the Ran in Meseches Shabbos, in the Perek HaZorik, the Ran tell, and the Bahamar, they tell me that on Torah Sheba'al Peh, right, there is no malchus, because Torah Sheba'al Peh, in the sense of something that is learned from a halacha l'maisha misinai, how do you know that havaras dalad amos versus harabim is asar? I know from the pasuk al yetze ishmim koma b'yom hashvi'i that there is an iser of chaytza from rishus hayochad rishus harabim. But Dalar Amis in Rishus Harabim, Hilchus Gemirila, says the Ran and the Bahamur over there, maybe because it's Hilchus Gemirila, there's no Malchus on Havaras Dalar Amis in Rishus Harabim. Rav Shachter explains in the Alter Rebbe that the Pshat is because it's Torah Sheba'al Peh, it's not Chamor enough to give you Malchus. Torah Sheba'al Peh has to be nice. Rabbis are nice. God can be vengeful. Rabbis, nice people. Torah Sheba'al Peh, again, Halacha Moshe Misinai is whatever, it's from God, obviously, but it's like, it's nicer. It's not written. If that's the case, maybe that's the pshat. Ein unshin b'mahatzad might be the pshat, because what I'm saying is that a mahatzad is Torah Sheba'al Peh. Torah Sheba'al Peh, there's no malchus. So this machlokas that the Mishnah Melech has in Perek Beis of Nezivus, right? The machlokas between that Ran and the Dorim and many Rishonim about whether we say Unshin by a Mahatzad, and the Ravid by us who says that the reason why there's no Malkus on Tam Ke'ikr is because it's a Mahatzad. That the Pshat over there is, it can't be because of the Maharsha's punishment has to fit the crime idea. It has to be because of this new mahalach that rabbis or Torah Sheba'al Peh is nice, as opposed to Torah Shebiksav is Torah Shebiksav can be more chamor. So again, these are some of the issues that we these are some of the issues that we wanted to address with respect to the sugya of Tam Ke'ikr. These are some of the basic Rishonim. And Yirtzeh Hashem on Sunday, I want to speak about the Ramah, Basar Shema, Basar Taima, connected to the first Shach. Sunday, Shir 10:15. Connected to the first Shach in the Siman. And we should have a very good Shabbos and learn Torah.
Sure.